Hey, welcome everybody. It is the Krigler Show. It's always been the Krigler Show. And you're here right now on the Krigler Show live on Thursday. And you know what that means. I got one of my favorite guests, Dr. Carlin B. She was actually the first guest ever to appear on the Krigler Show when it was always still and will remain forever the Krigler Show. Welcome, Carlin.
Well, thank you for having me, Adam. And I have to tell you, I have a very important announcement that I want to use this opportunity to make. I'm in Dallas. I'm in an undisclosed location in Dallas.
It is
a hotel. It's a Marriott. It's very nice.
Okay. Announcement. Please go ahead.
I just need to get this off my chest. You know,
okay.
For the longest time,
I'm giving you the full camera. Go.
I've had this feeling that, you know, I'm just not afraid of this stupid virus at all. And So I'm here today to come out and say that I am identifying as vaccinated. And so from here on forward, I am asking you all to respect my identity as a vaccinated individual. And nice. if you deny my identity, then you're a bigot.
Ah, that sounds like bigoteering though.
Well, you know, I'm just, you know, I just, I, you know what, Adam, you're not going to deny my lived experience as a fully vaccinated person.
I'm going to need to see your papers.
No, I need to see your papers. Why are you questioning my identity, Adam?
I just need to see your papers. All right.
I think you're being a misogynist and I'm going to need you to take it down a notch.
My. Well, I got nothing. All right. Sorry. All right. I didn't mean to be a bigot. All right,
you know, Biden did announce today that vaccinated people are now allowed to not wear masks. So I don't have to wear a mask anymore. How great is that?
Yes. They're allowing us.
Dear leader has said that we don't have to wear masks anymore, but only if you're vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, which of course I am identifying as vaccinated.
Good for you.
You know, you still have to wear your mask.
All right. Good to know. Check this out, everybody. This is pretty exciting. Carlin, I just showed you this earlier. It is a 100-sided die. 100 sides. Someone sent this to me. I believe it was Sectus Gaming. They've been super chatting like, did you get the die? Did you get it? I got it. It's amazing. In fact, it came with all sorts of different... it's one of everything. Oh, nothing happened. But this is the important one, this right here, because this thing right here is 100 sides. I could roll it. I swear, if I roll a 69 the first roll, that would be insanity. Okay. So someone's been guessing 69 nonstop every single time I roll a 20-sided die. And now this is ridiculous. This is a lot of numbers. I can't sit here and just wait for you guys to try to guess the correct number. So I'm going to just count to 10. All right. And by the time I'm done counting, I'm going to look and see who's closest. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right. I'm going to look at the numbers right now. Whoever's closest. Holy crap. Someone actually guessed the number. Grandma Nay, it's 42.
I love Grandma Nay.
You just guessed the correct number out of 100 guesses. How did that happen? You know what?
Grandma.
Magic.
I think that deserves a ring of the bell or a spin of the UFO, Adam.
You know what? I gotta take the camera for a second so they can see the UFO. Grandma Nay, this is for you. This spin. Everyone else, look away. Close your eyes. Turn the volume off. Only Grandma Nay, all right? Everyone else, close your eyes. Grandma Nay, that spin, and this ding is just for you. So technically, you won something. Normally, people don't win anything, all right? They win nothing. Well, you won a ding and a spin. Congratulations. That's pretty cool. I wasn't expecting that. 42, I just rolled the meaning of life. Isn't that the way it goes?
It is. Everything happens for a reason.
All right. Well, today is going to be interesting. Guess what we're going to talk about? Every single time Carlin's on the show, I'm like, time to talk about critical race theory. Woo! Now, listen, I was telling her this earlier. I'm like, look, I know we talk about this a lot, but until they stop pushing it and shoving it down our throats, someone's got to keep telling them that they're wrong, that it's not okay, right? Yeah. So we're going to talk about it.
This is the very definition of a war of attrition. Whoever gives up first is going to win. And exactly. I will keep ranting and raving about this for years if I have to.
Exactly. Exactly. War of attrition. Who's going to stop? Who's going to give up first? It's like, we can't give up fighting for what we think is right. Now we have the Biden administration coming out and saying, teaching about systemic racism is responsible. Of course, referring to critical race theory.
Exactly. Well, not only that, but they're going to be bribing schools to integrate this into their curriculum, which is even better.
Really? All right. I don't know about that. Yeah. So bring that up when we talk about that. Totes. Then we're going to talk about Riot Squad. Now, I don't know if you've heard about this. Carlin actually introduced this to me today. I didn't catch it from The Intercept. Okay, so they basically are calling conservative reporting the Riot Squad. All right, anyone who goes on the ground and shows videos of things that are actually happening are bad. How dare they? And they are the Riot Squad because they're just the worst kind of people. I guess I'll follow The Intercept so I can catch some funny stuff when they post it. But we're going to talk about that and how bad and wrong they are. That's just what we do. You know, we complain and tell how wrong most things are in the world. But then I've got a lighthearted side of things. We're going to talk about saguaro cactuses.
I have no idea what that is.
You don't even know what a saguaro cactus is? Yes, you do.
No, I'm sure I've seen it, but I don't know the name.
You know exactly what it is. You'll see it and be like, that's a saguaro cactus. They're old. They can live over 300 years old.
Are they the big ones with the things that Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know what those are. Yeah.
These things?
Of course. Well, yeah.
These guys?
Yes.
More like this, I guess. I don't know. You know, saguaro cactus. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows the saguaro cactus. Little known fact, I lived in like the very center of saguaro land. And that's kind of why I called it saguaro land. I don't have any pictures. I should have pulled up some pictures of me standing next to a saguaro cactus. Actually, let me just hit up Niche and see if she can hook me up real quick while we wait. All right. So first we're going to get into, let's just talk about the Riot Squad. Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about Riot Squad. So who do you think of as like a conservative reporter? Who pops in your head?
Elijah Schaefer.
Definitely Elijah Schaefer. Mm-hmm. And his producer, Savannah Hernandez, she joins me on my show. She was canceled for doing exactly what they're talking about. Going on the scene, videotaping things that are actually going on, and just reporting on what is happening. The president retweeted her. She got banned.
Wow.
A week later.
That's crazy.
She definitely would be part of the Riot Squad. You know what, yes. Savannah? I'm here to declare you are officially part of the Riot Squad. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I'm a little jelly. Of the cactus. So,
I am a little bit jealous of them going out there and doing that stuff. I would be too scared, but like at the same time, honestly, like I wish I had the balls to do what these people do.
All right, check this. Oh, there it is.
There it goes.
So here's the article in question. All right. The Intercept. _ Why is there an underscore there? Is that a typo, you think?
I don't know. The left can't meme or something. I don't know.
That's the way they do it, I guess. The Intercept _ Meet the Riot Squad. Right-wing reporters whose viral videos are used to smear BLM. Wait, BLM? Wait.
Mm-mm.
What are they? Nope. Wait, they're smearing BLM?
You know, it's funny because when I first saw this, it was their tweet about this article. And so they're playing a video and I'm looking at the headline about them smearing BLM, but Antifa is in the video. Now, you would think that the highly reputable journalists at The Intercept _ would know the difference between BLM and Antifa. They're two completely different organizations.
Well, not according to Twitter.
Wow.
Because I posted this and I was like, I just said, wait, BLM are the same as Antifa? And it is overwhelming. Let me just pull this up. Overwhelmingly, everyone was posting this. Where? Oh, my gosh, where is this? They're posting the same exact meme, you know, it always was. You know, the spaceman?
Yeah.
Hold on, where is it? Anyway, everyone's basically posting, they always were the same. And it's like, no. I don't know if I agree with that.
That's fundamentally not true. In fact, I had a BLM activist on my channel maybe a couple months ago, and he was actually talking about how they hate Antifa. They think Antifa detracts from their message, and they basically consider them like QAnon of the left. So these are two completely different organizations. I mean, I'm not going to deny that there might be overlap between the two. And of course, we know that BLM is led, the BLM, the organization is led by trained Marxists, and Antifa is obviously wants their little communist utopia. So I'm not going to deny that there's overlap, but they are two distinct organizations.
Yeah, there's similarities for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're both on the left, but that doesn't mean that they're one and the same.
I mean, look at this. Right here, they're saying
that's Antifa.
Meet the Riot Squad, right-wing reporters whose viral videos are used to smear BLM, and it's like a video of Antifa breaking glass, and it's like that's Antifa. That's not Black Lives Matter.
I think that was actually the Democratic Party headquarters on Joe Biden's inauguration day in Portland.
Yeah, exactly. And they said, "F Biden." Also, they don't care about Biden. They don't care about anything. Mm-mm. You know, and then people are like, well, why is Black Lives Matter destroying, you know, Black-owned businesses? And it's like, I'm looking back at Minneapolis when all the riots were going down. There were these people in Black Bloc destroying businesses, and Black Lives Matter were like, yo, stop it. There was that person that was throwing bricks. Mm-hmm. They were hammering the ground. I think it was, maybe it was in D.C. I don't remember exactly, because it happens. It's happened all across the states over the past year. Someone in Black Bloc, Antifa, was breaking up the ground like a curb and was getting bricks, and Black Lives Matter actually grabbed him, brought him over to the police, and the police apprehended the guy, and they were like, all right, thank you for taking him in. So it's like there is very distinct differences.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. And I mean, there were so many videos of Antifa basically trying to instigate these things, instigating destruction. That's all come. I mean, I shouldn't say all, because I mean, let's just be honest, Black Lives Matter does do some of it, but a lot of it is coming from Antifa, and people really need to separate these two organizations in their heads, because Antifa for me is significantly more nefarious than Black Lives Matter. To be
absolutely.
Honest.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. They are. I mean, and that's not to say that Black Lives Matter are the good guys, because I've seen, I've seen them knock out the teeth of a freedom of speech activist, Philip Anderson. You know, who's continuing to fight for free speech, and they're trying to smear that man, and it's a shame because he's very nice and chill and like isn't violent at all. They're like portraying him as such, but the Black Lives Matter showed up to, for some reason, be against him protesting big tech censorship. Like, it didn't make any sense, but he was a well-known Black Lives Matter activist that punched the guy's face and knocked his front teeth out. Mm-hmm. So there's some bad eggs in that group.
No, totally. But I think, you know, to get back to the Intercept article, I think the important question that people should be asking is, why is the Intercept covering for Antifa and basically doxing journalists who are reporting on what Antifa is doing?
See, that's the messed up part, because they straight up are naming these reporters and showing their face. These are the reporters that are right wing, that are smearing they're ruining the name of Black Lives Matter. And it's like, or they're reporting on what's actually going on the scene. I watch these guys. I follow these guys. Does that make me right wing? Like, no, I want to see what's going on the ground. And oftentimes they're the ones on the ground with a camera going, look what's happening right now. That's what's happening. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, if they weren't there, it would just be local news. It wouldn't be national news. Okay, so you're saying that you would have kept the story down so no one would know about what's going on, instead of letting everyone know what's going on? So you want your citizens ill-informed or not informed at all. That's what I'm getting from this. They're like, how dare these people tell the public what's really going on there?
How dare they? And they even say, I think in the article, that most of what we know about what happened at the Capitol, they came from these people. They came from people like Elijah Schaefer, who was right there when they stormed the Capitol, and was the person that got so much of that footage and actually ended up working, I think, with the New York Times to like recreate a timeline of what happened. And like that only happened because of people like him.
And they don't talk about that timeline either.
No.
Because that it all happened before Trump finished speaking.
Mm-hmm.
All the Trump supporters, guess what? We're there listening to him speak.
Yeah.
God, don't even get me started on that.
Oh, because I'm going to talk about how I got investigated for sarcastic tweets by the FBI again if we go down that road.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, and you did, too.
All the grandkids about.
I love that. Yeah, we've both been talked to by the FBI.
It's an experience.
It's a badge. You know? We get a badge of honor, I guess, right?
It is. We should get like a jacket where like we have a club investigated by the FBI over nonsense.
FBI jacket, but it says in small letters above it, investigated by.
That would actually be hilarious. We should definitely do that.
That's pretty good. Let's talk about that. You and me later, right? American made, some sort of investigated.
We'd make a killing selling to all the people who were there on January 6th. I'll tell you what.
We're on to something. Make Orwell fiction again. Is that Luke? Is that Luke's hat? Or
I don't know. Someone sent me this. Your fans send you all sorts of cool stuff. I was so excited to wear this hat because one of my fans sent me this. I have no idea where it's from. Yeah. It's a good present. Good
shout out to the chat. Chat's the best. I've met some of these guys like. Who has Jorge Ventura?
Mm-hmm.
I keep pressing the buttons of my stream deck, but I got to bring it over here. This guy's great. I met him. He's fantastic. He's a really nice guy. He goes on the scene and he's constantly, let me just pop this up because I'm just going to give him a shout out because he's actually really great. Field reporter, follow him on Instagram. He works for the Daily Caller. This guy is awesome. All of his videos, they're not biased. He's going, this is what's happening. Look at this. This is going on over there. These people here are doing this thing. And I'm here on the ground to give you that information. That now is right wing information.
Mm-hmm.
That somehow biased. And they're making it seem like he's doing something wrong. That's a problem where they're saying, these people are doing something wrong by giving you the truth, giving me the truth. Like I follow these guys because I know they're going to show me what's actually going on there. Somehow that's now wrong. Intercept is really drilling it in there. Like these right wing, we call them the riot squad. It's like, oh my gosh, like you really are trying to vilify truth, right?
Yeah. Why don't they want us to see it?
Why don't they want us to see the narrative? Why did Savannah Hernandez get banned? Why? There was zero reason. The videos that she was putting up there were just the truth of what was actually going on. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing. I got to show this. This is dope.
This
is from the Daily Wire. All right. Very, very spicy take on this. I'm going to take us away. To give them all the full...
In Instagram selfies and podcast banter, these young conservatives who focus their cameras on unrest at racial justice protests jokingly call themselves the Riot Squad. Riot Squad. Riot Squad. Riot Squad.
Snoop Dogg! You know I'm with the
I had to. That's from the Daily Caller. Obviously, because one of those in the riot squad works for them. And they're probably like, my goodness, we got to make fun of The Intercept. And I don't blame them at all.
No, listen, like if you're going to have a hit piece written about you, you have to make fun of it. You have to enjoy it. Like, I mean, it's so absurd. Yep. The things that end up in the media. It's just like, I can't even, Adam, I was thinking the other day, I was like, if I could take the blue pill, if I could get inserted back into the Matrix, would I? Because crazy. I just don't know.
No,
I don't know if I might be happier back in the Matrix because it's just like every single day is like a dystopian, crazy reality.
True. Yeah. I mean, I see it, but I can't go back. There's no part of me at all would want to go back to my more ignorant self, you know, because everyone's ignorant until you learn that you're no longer, you know. It's like, I definitely was. I was blind to the political world. I was ignorant to the fact that when you don't pay attention, there's a quote from Plato. I'm going to botch it. What is it? When you are, you know what? I have to find this. I just posted this recently. I could find it real quick. It's basically, my gosh, where is it? It's too good. Hold on. Just bear with me. Here we go. If you do not take an interest in the affairs of your government, then you are doomed to live under the rule of fools. That is from Plato. And I love that, you know, because I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't realizing how important it was to be a part of the conversation, how important voting was. You know, I traveled across the country to vote, and the news came and did an interview, and they were like, wow, this guy traveled 1,800 miles to vote. And it's like, damn straight. And people have come to me and like, haha, you wasted your time. And it's like, no, I didn't. Okay, Trump didn't win, but I am very critical of the government, and I voted. I am part of that conversation. I can critique the government because I chose to become part of the conversation. If you choose not to vote, then you're not allowed to complain, right? If you made the choice not to vote, that's on you. Okay, I wanted to go vote because I want to be critical. I want them to work for me, right? Because that's the way it's supposed to be, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I know like some people take the act of not voting as in itself a statement against voting. I can kind of wrap my head around that. I can, you know, I can understand that. But mostly I think that people need to participate in the process. And absolutely. I agree with you. Like if you are participating in some way, then you can't complain. Yeah, I just don't take you seriously.
Yeah. And side note, I am paying attention to the Maricopa County audit that's going on, and there's some funny business going on. Have you been paying attention to this?
I haven't been paying attention to that. There's also an audit going on in New Hampshire, actually. Really? In Windham, New Hampshire. Yeah. Oh, so I you know, in I'm Windham, kind of just
yeah,
waiting.
I heard about that.
I'm kind of just waiting for it to play out. I can't do the play-by-play with that anymore. It basically drove me crazy after the election. So I'm like, I'm just going to let it play out and I will keep an eye on it.
Yep. I don't blame you. I just want to let everyone know what it is. They just posted today. They opened the boxes of ballots delivered by Maricopa County and they discovered a significant discrepancies between the number of ballots they're in and the batch reported included in those boxes.
And of course they did.
The seals were all broken on the routers and they don't have the router passwords. So they can't actually even audit the routers. It's weird. I will definitely be paying attention to that. And once they figure it all out, I will absolutely get to you guys and let you know what that's all about. Because I don't know. All right. Let's get to this. This is our favorite subject at hand. Critical race theory. We love it. We love talking about it. We love knocking it and getting rid of it and basically letting you know that it is state-sanctioned racism. Love that line.
State-sanctioned racism.
Thank you, Christopher Rufo.
Chris Rufo.
Yep. Shout out to him. Saki, teaching about systemic racism is responsible, not indoctrination. Really? Mm-hmm. Carlin, thoughts? What is your initial thoughts on that comment?
Well, my initial thoughts is that teaching a significant portion of the population in schools that they should feel guilty for how they are born to put the burden of unearned shame and guilt on them when they are children, when their brain is still forming, is not only irresponsible, it is downright child abuse.
Boom. Did you hear that, Jen Psaki? No, because mm-hmm. she doesn't watch my show, but
no.
If someone who watches my show is in contact with her or knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, go ahead and just give her this little clip, you know, and let her know that she's wrong. All right. She said Tom Cotton claimed that universities spread un-American ideas sound mysterious and dangerous.
Mysterious and dangerous. Oh, my God. These people, Adam.
You are teaching segregation is better than everyone being equal. That's not racial equality. They are literally fighting against racial equality.
They right? are.
They are
that's,
teaching
that is completely true.
That it's different. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, the whole idea behind this is it basically started after the civil rights movement, and they didn't think that Martin Luther King went far enough. They thought that he should have just kept going. And so they're trying to put this idea of equity, which is equality of outcomes, over the idea of equality, which is equality of opportunity. Yeah. And you can never account for whether or not a person is going to show up and work hard and focus their energy production. You can't account for that. You cannot create equal outcomes without pulling everyone that is working hard down.
Yes, exactly. Equity and equality are two completely separate things, mm-hmm. right? Equality is everyone has a chance to work hard and make it. Equity is you don't even have to work hard. Everyone's just going to get stuff. And it's like, okay, that's lazy. All right, mm-hmm. That's a cop out in life.
And not only is
easy road.
And not only is everyone going to get stuff, but they're going to say that hard work is racist. Showing up on time is racist. All these things.
They did say that.
They did. They literally did.
All the way going back to 1990 when that mm-hmm. piece was written that was in the Smithsonian that came out a year ago. They were saying that time, schedules, working hard, planning for the future, all of these things were white supremacy. And it's like, mm-hmm. or being a responsible human being. Are you saying that minorities can't be responsible, can't plan for the future because it's based in whiteness or some ridiculousness? That's what they were teaching. That's what this is. How is that not indoctrination? How?
It is indoctrination, but not only is it indoctrination, but it's literally racist. It is literally racist to tell people that they cannot be successful based on the color of their skin. So and you know what's so funny? So, like I obviously pay attention to this stuff all day, every day. Obviously. It's like I'm a little obsessed with it. And you know, they've gone through many different arguments against people like us that are against critical race theory. The first thing they said is you're racist if you don't want critical race theory to be taught. Well, we've kind of proven that's not true.
Bigoteering. Those are bigoteers. Yes.
Bigoteers. Well, after that, they moved on to, you don't believe in free speech if you don't want critical race theory to be taught, which is like also provably not true. The thing that they're on now is, you don't even understand what critical race theory is. Like, I don't even know why we're having this conversation. You don't understand what critical race theory is to begin with. I'm like, I watch these trainings every single week on my channel. I think I know more than most of these people about this ideology. And it's absolutely insane. Most of these people, like Jen Psaki, has no idea what she's talking about.
You're literally a psychologist.
I'm literally a psychologist, and I spend all my time.
You have a doctorate in psychology. Like,
God,
you are breaking it down. This is basically your job now. You are almost, I would say, you are an expert in analyzing what this is.
I mean, at least how it manifests in practical terms, like I have probably watched more critical race theory training than like anyone on the planet at this point. And so, you know, I like if people think I don't know what the definition is, you know, bring it.
Someone just said, yes, but real critical race theory hasn't been tried yet.
That's the next one. That's the next one. Mark my words.
That is so funny. Oh my gosh, that is ridiculous.
But the thing is, Adam, like they're flailing right now because we're having some really big wins. We're winning.
Really? Tell us about it. What do we got?
So more and more states are banning critical race theory. Tennessee has banned it. Oklahoma has banned it. There have been all sorts of bills that are introduced. There's something going on in Montana. I think it's Montana. Chris Rufo was posting about this, where the attorney general in Montana is asking for an investigation to see if critical race theory is actually a violation of 1964 Civil Rights Act.
Ooh.
And he's saying that he's also working with attorney generals in other states where this might be happening in more and more places. So we're getting a lot of wins, and we have them kind of like, listen, don't like, let's not front. This is going to take a long time to defeat this because it's like, it's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to happen through legislation. Really, like legislation is like a stopgap, but we're getting some wins. We're getting some momentum, and this is why they're freaking out so much.
Awesome. Yeah. And honestly, let me just say, Carlin, I don't know if you get this, but thank you for the work that you're doing, because it's people like you that are going to win the war of attrition that we talked about earlier, that we're literally in it. You know, we obviously it's a different subject earlier, which is, I mean, it's basically the same thing. It's pushing the narrative that this side wants everyone to believe, and the other side going, that's crazy. That's racism. That is ridiculous. All right. So thank you. Thank you, Carl.
Well, Thank you. And, you know, I'm very blessed that I'm in a position to be able to speak up about this. I was never in danger of losing my job because I work for myself. And yeah. I really do think that people who are in a position to speak up about this have an obligation to, because there are so many people who can't.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. If you are able to, please say something, right?
Mm-hmm. Talk. Absolutely. You know what?
And I brought this, I was talking about this woman the other day, and she nails it. All right. Mm-hmm. I don't like the way they put it. Black woman. It's just, this woman's awesome. All right. Her race this is so silly how they do this. And it's like, well, because she's black, you have to do it. All right. This woman slams teaching of critical race theory in front of a school board. I mean, they do it every single chance they get. And I want to just play this again because she's amazing.
In the words
this woman.
Of Martin Luther King Jr., I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Now I have a dream that we will implement love, not hate, or supporting another Jim Crow's agenda. CRT is not an honest dialogue. It is a tactic that was used by Hitler and the Ku Klux Klan on slavery very many years ago to dumb down my ancestors so we could not think for ourselves. CRT is racist. It is abusive. It discriminates against one's color. Let me educate you. An honest dialogue does not oppress. An honest dialogue does not implement hatred or injustice. It's to communicate without deceiving people. Today, we don't need your agreement. We want action in a backbone for what we asked for today, to ban CRT. We don't want your political advertisement to divide our children or belittle them. Think twice before you indoctrinate such racist theories. You cannot tell me what is or is not racist. Look at me. Mm. I had to come down here today to tell you to your face that we are coming together and we are strong. This will not be the last. Greet and meet respectfully.
Yo. Yes. This woman snapped. In the words of Martin Luther King Jr. Now, I didn't know where she was from. But someone in my Discord sent me this. Thank you, King. He sent me this, and it's basically it was in Loudoun County in Virginia, basically just fighting against it. It's racist. It's abusive. It's discriminatory against one's color. And it absolutely is. And she started with one of the best things. Martin Luther King said we can't discriminate against a characteristic that someone can't change. A skin color does not make the person. And these people are convinced critical race theory is basically the exact opposite of what Martin Luther King Jr. was teaching. Mm-hmm. He didn't go far enough. He went in a completely different direction that they're doing. So they're wrong to even bring his name up. He would be appalled at these people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's funny about Loudoun County? Because Loudoun County is one of the epicenters of this. And so there's a whole group of parents there that are fighting back against it.
Yeah.
And there was a secret group of teachers and school board members that were in a Facebook group that were plotting against these parents. They were trying to hack their websites. They were trying to like do smear campaigns. Because I'm not kidding about this. I had a guy on my channel named Ian Pryor. He's a parent in Loudoun County. He's been covering a lot of these issues. Yeah. So the teachers and the parents are not playing nicely with each other in Loudoun County.
Yeah, but they probably are half the people are probably convinced that this is the virtuous way of being. And that's really it is. These people are convinced that segregation is the answer. Think about that. Think about what I just said, because that's the truth. These people believe it. In the core of their being believes we should be segregated by the color of our skin. And they're telling us that it's not racist.
Well, take it one step farther. What? Not only do they believe in segregation, but a group of teachers formed a committee to do a smear campaign against the parents of the children they are charged with teaching because those parents don't want their children being taught racism.
So nuts.
And this is all documented. This has all been done out in the open. They did it on Facebook.
This is craziness.
Yes.
What we're dealing with. It's like, when's it going to end? Like, what? They want us separated. They don't want us to be together, because together we're strong. They need us segregated. And who's they? I mean, insert whoever you think they are. But at the moment, it's the far leftists / Democrats that are pushing this CTR, critical race theory. It is absolutely indoctrination. Absolutely. You cannot tell me it's not Jennifer Zaki.
anytime you're teaching children something before they're 8 years old, their brain is extremely malleable at that point. And basically whatever you teach them before they're 8 years old is going to stick unless they make a proactive effort to change it. Right. And the reality is that critical race theory is being taught to children as young as four in schools right
four
now.
4 years old.
4 years old.
That is insanity.
Yeah.
That's
well, they say you got to get them early because the Arizona Department of Education says that children start becoming racist around the age of three. And so they need to get them early.
And as the president has stated, white supremacy is the worst thing to happen to America since the Civil War. You got another bullet in there for me?
You're probably going to get a strike for that.
one day we won't have to talk about this anymore, and it'll be a glorious day. And it'll be because of that mother that's fighting for her kids to grow up in a non-racist society. Because I feel like I grew up in a non-racist society, and I feel like it is becoming racist under the guise of equity and racial equality, which is what they're claiming they want. But they're fighting for the opposite.
Yep.
It's insane. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about cactuses. I know this is random, and I got to give a shout out to Nisha because she actually, I sent her a message. I was like, oh, can you, can you hook up some of these pictures of me in front of a saguaro cactus? And she found some glorious pictures of me in front of a saguaro and her actually. Oh, she sent one of her, which is quite hilarious. I want to show you this picture. This is right near my mom's house. Look at this beautiful cactus.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Now, this cactus, if I were to guess, is probably about 200 years old. Maybe older. It could be older, but between 150 and 200 years old. And I don't know if you know much about saguaro cactus, but guess what? You're about to learn something tonight.
I'm ready.
Saguaro cactuses. All right, so they're only found in one place in the world. Did you know that?
I think I actually did know that. Yeah, they're in Arizona, right?
Arizona. Mm-hmm. Arizona, yep. Mm-hmm. And basically Tucson is like smack dab in the very center of saguaro land. And they're really cool. I don't know what brought this up. I was talking about yesterday, someone was talking about cactuses in my chat over on my Twitch channel. I'm like, you know what? Cactuses are cool. You know about saguaro cactuses? And everyone's like, no. And I started looking up facts. I'm like, this is actually kind of cool. Like, I'm just going to talk about it on my show. Let's talk about cactuses because why not? What? That one is 300 years old? That one specifically? Wow. Well, the oldest, well, I'll get to it. I don't know if that one's exactly 300 years old, this one here, because one of the oldest saguaros ever was 300 years old, and I have a picture of it, and I'll show it to you, and we'll compare them. And I don't know if this one exactly is 300 years old, but I'll explain why in a second when we get there. Okay, so just saguaro cactuses, I mean, they're amazing. These things are incredible. They swell in size. They can last forever they live in a dry, dusty area that rains basically for a month once a year. You know, like they have monsoon seasons in Arizona where it basically never rains until the end of the summer when it gets really, really hot, and then it just dumps water. So saguaros are really cool. Saguaro cactuses, pronounced saguaro, I know how to pronounce that, of course, is the icon of the American West. Images of these cacti are seen all through our lives as a symbol of the American desert. A trip to the Sonoran Desert is not complete without examining one of these famous desert plants. These huge green columnar cactus have fascinated nearly every person who has ever seen one. To the local Tohono O'odham people, the saguaro cactuses are even more important. These giant cactus are not plants to the Tohono O'odham, but a different type of humanity, and are viewed as respected members of the Tohono O'odham tribe. While the saguaro cactus has been a symbol of the American West, the saguaro cactus will only grow in the Sonoran Desert. As a desert indicator species, the range of the saguaro cactus is limited to the to southern Arizona. Saguaro cactus will grow from sea level to about 4,000 feet in elevation. The farther north and higher in elevation you go, the saguaro cactus will restrict their growth to the warmer south-facing slopes. Saguaro cactus are plentiful within the Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument. Impressive saguaro forests can be seen along the Ajo Mountain Drive. And I have my favorite one is the one that actually that Nisha sent me that picture. It's a really amazing picture. In fact, here's me
sitting, oh my God.
Sitting in front of it. That is actually my little Vespa. That was my grandmother's, and it was given to me. It's from 1976. It's called a Yamaha Chappie. And this is me. This was my favorite spot. I would drive over here and just chill and look at this saguaro. And then this is Nisha.
That's amazing.
Right in front of us. You can see the site. She's hilarious. I don't know what. Of course, she's wearing my hoodie there. But this is incredible. All right. So it's the largest cactus in the United States and will normally reach the height of 40 feet tall. The tallest saguaro cactus even measured towering 78 feet in the air. A 78-foot cactus. Can you imagine that? Crazy.
How tall is like the average story on like a building? Like how many stories would that be on a building?
10 feet, 12 feet maybe a story, I guess.
That's crazy. So that's like you're talking about like six, seven stories.
Yeah, really, really tall. So it grows as a column at a very slow rate with all growth occurring at the tip or the top of the cactus. It can take 10 years for a saguaro cactus to reach 1 inch in height. By 70 years of age, the saguaro cactus can reach 6.5 feet tall and will, and will finally start to produce their first flowers. And here, they actually are really pretty flowers. Let's see here. By 95 to 100 years in age, a saguaro cactus can reach a height of 15 to 16 feet and can start to produce its first arm. By 200 years old, a saguaro cactus has reached its full height, reaching upwards to 45 feet tall. Some saguaros have been seen with dozens of arms, while other cactus never produce a single one. Why this happens remains one of the desert's mysteries, which is pretty cool. A saguaro cactus is a master of desert survival. Every aspect of this plant is specifically designed to thrive in the sometimes harsh Sonoran desert. Sometimes? Okay, I've walked around this desert. Literally every single plant has spikes and almost every single animal wants to eat you. All right. I'm just saying, or is poisonous and could kill you. All right. So sometimes harsh, it's pretty much harsh at all times. The skin of the saguaro cactus is covered in a thick waxy coating that waterproofs the plant and reduces water loss to the air through transpiration. The skin of the cactus is covered with hard spines and flexible bristles as a method of defending the water stored inside. Ooh, you know what? Nisha actually has one of those spikes. Let me see. Can you? I got to see if I can get a hold of that because she actually has it. They're super long. I'll show you if she brings it in here. The root system of the saguaro cactus is equally as impressive. The cactus will send a large single taproot straight down into the soil to the depth of around 5 feet. The taproot gives the cactus access to water that is stored deep underground. The main roots of the saguaro cactus are quite different. The cactus sends out a massive maze-like array of roots very close to the surface. On average, these roots within 3 inches of the surface, allowing the cactus to easily collect whatever rain might fall. Most rain in Arizona hits the ground and just runs to the lowest pot. Like they have crazy rushes of water because the ground doesn't soak it up. The ground is really hard and caked. Any water that hits the ground is usually just going to wherever the lowest point is. So because it's actually really dangerous in some places in Arizona, they have signs, flood zone, be very careful during a rain because this has been known to be like an instant flood. It's pretty crazy. Oh, snaps. Oh, that's a mesquite tree. I think those are mesquite trees. I think you're right. Well, yeah, this is this is what I was thinking of. But look at this freaking thing. Can you see it? Look how big this
spike is. Wow, that's crazy.
So this is not a saguaro, but this is from a mesquite tree. That's just one of the things that I was talking about that has spikes on it. Like, this thing is, look at this. It's like as long as my hand. This is like a three inch spike. That's nuts. Thank you. Oh, here, take this one too. Thank you. All right, and it's crazy. Let's see here. Very little water is instantly used. Instead, most of the water collected ends up being stored within the cactus during the periods of drought. The interior of the cactus is filled with a sponge-like tissue, which is used to hold the water. As more and more water gets stored, the skin of the cactus begins to expand, making room for more storage. As a result, the saguaro cactus can become quite heavy as more and more water is stored. At full capacity, a foot of saguaro cactus can weigh upwards of 90 pounds.
Wow. And
a full height saguaro can weigh over a ton. Now,
that's nuts.
I've seen them swell. It really does. It just, you know, they're thin and then all of a sudden they become like really bulbous and it's cool to see. You can see visibly if they're filled with water. Saguaro cactus will produce flowers during the late spring into early summer. In average years, the flowering occurs between April and June. The flowers are milky white and emit a sweet nectar, which attracts multiple species of bats. These bats feast on the flower nectar, in process act as pollinators for the saguaro cactus. As the cactus produce fruit, the bat will start to eat the fruits and in turn help to spread the saguaro seeds across the desert. All right, now check this out. These are the four oldest cacti in the world. And they're all, I'm pretty sure they're all saguaros. So this is the Oro Valley saguaro. This one's 200 years old. Okay. And so this one's very similar to this one, which is the one right down the street from my mom's house. So I think that one is a little more around 200 years old. This is the grand one. This is also a saguaro. This one says 180 to 300 years old. I'm going to guess it's more like 240, 250. But you can see this guy standing right in front of it. That thing is massive. That's like 30, 40 foot tall cactus. All right, then we got the Mexican giant cardon, which is actually not a saguaro, but this one's 300 years old. It's a little different style. But then we have the old granddaddy.
Oh my God.
Saguaro. This is, let's get some zoom in on this. This, the granddaddy of saguaros. Look at this thing. Look how many arms this thing's got. This is the granddaddy. Sadly to say, it actually has died.
Oh.
It was 300 years old when the saguaro cactus started to die in the 90s. It was the oldest known cactus ever in the world. Not only was granddaddy old, it was a giant over 40 feet tall and had 52 arms. Craziness. 52 arms. According to Saguaro National Park, where old granddaddy was located, the cactus was afflicted with bacterial necrosis, which typically affects older cacti. The disease caused old granddaddy to rot and made the cactus turn brown. Old granddaddy's arms almost fell off before old granddaddy's death. It was one of the most visited and photographed cacti at Saguaro National Park. That thing is old.
Well, listen, old granddaddy lived a long and glorious life, so we can't feel too sorry for it.
You know what? You're absolutely right, huh? We gotta count our blessings. Like that dude lived a great long life. Old granddaddy.
Can you imagine, like even just think about this for a second, like a 300-year-old cactus. Can you imagine, like in the West? Can you imagine all the things that cactus has seen?
Oh yeah.
Like honestly, that's crazy when you think about it.
True that. I mean, there's some old towns out there, and the Gold Rush. You know, who knows? 300 years. I mean, there's a 600-year-old shark. I think 600, maybe 500 years, but they just discovered it in the Arctic. Crazy. Way down deep. And these things have been around for a long time. So rest in peace, granddaddy. You will be remembered.
Indeed.
Okay, let's get into some super chats.
Do it.
Let's do it. Do it. Robert Wiles, of course, this new fake leg is doing great. It feels good. Everyone loves the vid of my niece. Thank you to everyone in chat for their kind words. Be blessed all. Thank you, Robert. You should know I sent out some stickers your way. I included a bunch of them for your niece, so you can surprise her when you get that. Johnny Gonzalez says, San Pedro cactus. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. I see what you did there.
Yeah. Okay, we're not going to talk about that.
I heard what you said.
I have a bad experience with San Pedro, okay?
Bad experience? Oh, no.
Yeah,
well, now I kind of want to know.
It was just bad. I've had bad experiences and glorious experiences with it.
Okay. Okay. All right. Good, good. Let's see. Real Nick Miles says, hashtag vaccinate Carlin.
Nick needs to settle down.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. That was an insane jump. Pinch Me ND says, is Dakota Dad from my favorite Dakota? Or is he just one that needed 4 facelifts due to being on meth? Oof. I don't have the answer to your questions. Only Dakota Dad can answer that. Shout out to Dakota Dad because he's always around. I appreciate the support. Mark G says, so my company has a program that asks me to project and team-related questions. Today, they asked me if I'm vaccinated, going to, or are refusing to. Shaking my head, why would they? Should they even be allowed to ask that? Didn't they make that illegal?
They're not allowed to ask that. That's like against HIPAA. Don't answer that question. That's bait. Don't do it.
I don't think they're allowed to ask that.
No.
That simple note says roll a 69. Okay, this is the way it's going to work. If someone asks me to roll this, I will roll it, but we're not going to do guessing because there's 100 numbers on here. I will roll it, and if it is in fact 69, we will celebrate, okay? But until then, I'm just going to roll it. Okay, it is not 69. Sorry.
Yeah.
Mark G says, welcome to the greatest state in the United States, Dr. Carlin.
I don't know about that. New Hampshire's pretty rad, but Texas is. Last time I was in Texas, I was chased down the street by Black Lives Matter. So you guys got some making up to do.
I did hear that the 3 big cities are basically turning to blue lands.
Yes. Yes, which is indeed. A shame.
Mark G says 42 is the answer to everything. It's crazy that I rolled a 42 and someone guessed it. That's awesome. The Magnum Express says, now all you need is a 250-sided hexadecimal die. Jeez. I guess, yeah. If someone wants to give me one of those, sure. Mavis says, I got the J&J vaccine. It's not an mRNA like the others. It's pretty much like a flu shot. Felt eh the next day, but nothing other than that. Right on. Cool. Yeah, I don't really know much about vaccines. Other than I don't want to talk about them on my show anymore because every single time I've done it, they've deleted my videos or given me strikes for it. That simple note says, now you need a 1,000-sided die so you can roll a 420 for me. Do they even exist? Can you imagine? Look how big a freaking 100-sided die is. Like,
what's going to make it bigger?
What is a 100 side? I mean, it's just like, or 1,000 is going to be
it
like.
It would be 10 times the size of the small one.
It's going to be like. A freaking dice like this big.
Yeah.
Can you imagine rolling a dice this big? This thing is freaking heavy. Oh, gosh. I love that globe. I'm glad I was able to get it in the divorce. Mark G says, Saguaro National Park is full of pricks.
True. Fact check.
It's fact check. Comes out. Yep. It turned. Yep. Hyper Conservative says, if you're willing to have Nick Fuentes on your show, let me know. I can hit you up. Beanie Man refuses to. Give me an email. I'll hit you up. Well, we follow each other on Twitter. I'm sure if we can talk.
Don't do it, Adam. Don't do it.
Why? I want to know why.
I don't like Nick Fuentes.
But that's not a reason not to have him on my show.
He blocked me on Twitter. Nick
that's
Fuentes.
Also not a reason. give me a legitimate reason.
I don't like him. And that's my final answer.
Okay. All right. Kiwi Bear, Kiwi Beer, thank you for that super chat. Blackwell Disco says, beat solution, the gas shortage, get a motorcycle. All right. Or work from home. Not everyone can, but I got to figure that out. Randy says, hi, Adam and Dr. Carlin, my favorite repeat guest. Nice. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
All right. Alka says, they sent me to Israel to work last week. Now I am stuck here. At least tonight is quiet. Never heard explosions and warning sirens before. Oh, man, please stay safe out there. It is a shame what's going on out there. I can't stand war. Julianne says, alternate spelling, math is racist. Facts are hate speech. Homeless, white people are privileged. It's pretty much literally a backwards, upside down America. Yeah, right? I mean, that's what it feels like. They're I thought we were against all this stuff that they're teaching our children. And then claiming, if you're against it, that you are what they are actually doing. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. Mark G says, Riot Squad sounds like Left 4 Dead spinoff. Hold on. Where you fight off the mob instead of zombies and have playable characters like Kyle R and Andy No. Yeah, maybe.
Andy No should be in a video game. Andy No should definitely be in a video game.
I could see that being a game, actually. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't surprise me if someone's working on it right now.
That would be amazing.
Yep. Ken Asplund, thank you for that little super sticker. It says, hey, you. Brian says, FBI is on the case of the hackers. Search for their pronouns as we sit here. They're not looking for those hackers. No, they're not.
No.
Hannah Florian says, hey, Carlin and Adam, sending love from Ohio. Hey, Hannah, how you doing? Thank you for that super chat. Turk says, Saki is a Saki. Two different spellings. You can put that together. Small Rabid Monkey says, the Strokes, the adults are talking. Peter, Bjorn, and John, a simple song of sin, favored nations, blame game. Is that, I don't know what this, are these just three different songs that I should check out? Okay. Julianne says, systemic racism is definition. It's literally not our institutions. If it was, it'd be simple to change politics, laws, etc. That was done decades ago. Hmm. Yeah, I mean, it does feel like they've been slowly building it up and going it up. It's
accelerating now. It's going really fast now. It was slow for a long time, but now it's fast.
Let's see here. File says, oh, Samaj says, my wonderful and beautiful Adam and Carlin, you are both the best. Blessings to you both. Thank you, Samaj.
Thank you.
Very kind words. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. File says, I had to buy a 100-sided dice tonight because I always roll mine when you roll yours in hopes of us rolling the same number. Spin the UFO and roll the dice. Okay. That would be a cool moment if we rolled the same one. Hey, File. All right. So I'm spinning the UFO and I'm going to roll the 100-sided die because, you know, what else would I do? All right. I've rolled it. As soon as the numbers come in, I'm going to only just look at the first 10 numbers and then that's it. I'm cutting it off. Maybe that's what we'll do. Only if you're in the first 10 numbers will I read them. You have to win. The man behind the screen says the irony of equity is that critical race CTR wits think that they'll get to live like uber rich. They're too dumb to realize they're on the bottom, assuming they'll survive being purged when their usefulness ends.
Ooh. Yep.
The truth of that is harsh, man. It hurts. And they just don't realize. No one won the game. It was 75. So, File, I don't know if you rolled a 75. That would be really cool. I saw someone just guess 76. Really close. But I didn't see anyone win. Julianne says, Carlin is intelligent, knowledgeable, has sense, probably learned more on her own research experience and her smart thinking brain, despite college. I know. Isn't she incredible?
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, listen, like you know, I was very lucky that I didn't have woke nonsense in my college education. I had to write an essay about unpacking the invisible knapsack, and that was it. Because I'm old. I was before all this stuff, so.
Old. Get out of here. Get out of here with that. Ivy Rippenham says, thank you. I defeated critical gas theory. You can never defeat it. Right? The whole thing?
Yes, it goes on forever. You have to continue to do the work every single day to combat.
Right. Why would you want to defeat it? Don't you want to teach critical gas theory? CGT? It's a real thing, I'd be ripping them. You should be all for critical gas theory. Or is all gas created equal? Is that what you're trying to say? Okay. Turk Longwell says, the lady is amazing and strong. Fight the system. I know. That mother down in Virginia.
Yes. Amazing. Awesome. Yep. Awesome.
Wanderer became a member. Thank you very much. Ding, 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 ding. For those who don't know, if you are a member in my channel, you can spam the UFO emoji. I'm doing it right now. You are basically spinning the UFO yourself, you can also smash the like button. And then I'm doing them right now in chat. You can see them. And then, of course, a couple different versions of me. Let's see. Julianne again says only 1% to 2% of the population owned slaves. Only the very wealthy. Yeah, but they don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the fact that it was the elite that owned everything back then that still do now. Mm-hmm. They don't want to talk about that. That's not the narrative that they're pushing. Matthew Hammond says, I just finished watching Savannah Hernandez and Chrissy Mayer on the Chrissy Mayer podcast. Now I get to watch Adam and Carlin. What a great day. Oh, that's cool to know that Savannah was on Chrissy's show. Cool. I like that. Vesidius says, did you ever see that clip from the 2A rally in Virginia of a black guy waving around an American flag saying he was Governor Northam? LOL, that CTR video reminded me of it. I haven't seen that. No, I don't know what that's about. Joshua Ryman says, BLM is the modern day Governor Wallace. Segregation today, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. Very sad times we live in. I know. Why are they fighting for this? It just doesn't make sense.
A lot of them don't know what they're fighting. My impression of just like average, everyday BLM people, and they're not talking about the organization, just like everyday people, they really don't know.
They don't know.
I think that they don't know.
Yeah. Well, like I said earlier, they're convinced this is what minorities need, that they need help, that they are, I don't know, what are they convincing? That they're weaker? They're convincing people that white people are better? Like, that's what they're trying to convince? It's like, no.
Well, and you know,
why are you teaching this?
They think it because of the media. This is all the media's fault. Every single bit of this is the media's fault. They lie constantly. They distort constantly. And people trust them. And until people learn that they really shouldn't trust the media, then this is what's going to happen.
True. Keith Hood said, saguaros are in bloom. Almost time to make wine. Oh, cool. Yeah, I guess it is right now. They're in bloom. Mark G says, did Biden plant the first saguaro? Maybe. Maybe he's a vampire. He is rather old. My goodness. Johnny Gonzalez says, San Pedro cactus. Oh, I already read that one, but it was good. I had a crazy super chat jump again. My goodness. Thank you all so much. I appreciate you all. I'm not your buddy guy. Good to see you. My cousin buys into race theory. Problem is, she doesn't want to divide or hurt people. She believes this is helping for past discrimination by adding to discrimination. How is this helping? They are literally discriminating and saying, this is good for you.
Yeah, right? It's the truth. Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. But again, I really think that these people don't know. I mean, we have to take this in context. The people that are advancing this stuff today, a lot of them have been taught by every single teacher they have ever had from the time they were children up through college, however far they went. Now this stuff is in organizations too. They've been taught by people they trust that this is real, and they haven't stepped back to think about it, either because they're too busy or they're ill-inclined or they've been indoctrinated, whatever it is. But you know, you really got to separate out. I think that most people who are proponents of this stuff they think they're doing it for good reasons, but the people running the show, they're the ones we need to watch out for. No mercy on those people.
There it is. Agreed. Media is definitely the enemy. Mm-hmm. Samaj says Arizona is the only state that has 7 life zones. Yep. They have a rainforest, a desert, snowy mountain peaks. It's amazing. Arizona is such an incredible state when you really look into it.
Except that little section of Arizona that doesn't like adhere to daylight savings time or something, which always screws me up every time I'm there.
Yeah,
every
time. Tucson doesn't have daylight savings. It's pretty cool. Because it's just always sunny. It's always sunny in Arizona. No joke. Let's see. Vesidia says, okay, completely random, but something you might find interesting. Search for the Florida herpes monkeys. Are you serious?
I'm not going to search for that, no.
I got to do it. I have to do this. What? Okay, I'm going to just do images here. I just see a bunch of monkeys. Herpes-infested monkeys terrorize Florida. This is a news article. Granted, it's back from 2003, but this is literally a news article. A wild rhesus monkey grins from the tree in Silver Springs, Florida. There are now estimated to be hundreds of rhesus monkeys roaming the state armed with herpes. Wow, Vasidius, thank you for that. Random. J-Russ says, hey guys, wanted to recommend four books. Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl, King in Orange by John Michael Greer, Power of Positive Thinking and Positive Imagining, Nadam Vincent Peale. That last one sounds great. I love the idea of positive thinking. I think it is incredible. I think you have to be positive. If your mind state really does change a lot of the outcome of things that happen in your life. I believe that. I believe that.
Yep.
Kirk says, after the fall, we'll have to use needles for ammo. Well, Arizona's got lots of those and basically everything that grows. Pardon me. Robin Cosby says, I was born and raised in Phoenix, Arizona. I loved eating prickly pear fruit jelly made home. Homemade. Arizona is a very pretty place. Not many can handle the heat, though. It is pretty much hot all year round and just kind of temperate in the wintertime. It's almost boring in that sense. I mean, I grew up in Chicago where there's like full-on seasons. It's wintertime, and then it's summertime. Summer's like brutally humid and gross, and then the wintertime is like brutally cold and windy, and then the spring and fall are gorgeous, but completely different because the spring is just like everything's growing. The fall is like everything's dying. It's cool. It's very, very different.
I like Arizona. Sedona.
Well,
Sedona. Sedona is one of my favorite places in the world. It's a little bit harder to get to. It's like a 2-hour drive from like anything, but it's awesome. North. Like really nice energy, really pretty landscape, great hiking.
When you think about Sedona and what it looks like, it's not desert. You know, it's like a beautiful foresty area with, and then you like go west a little bit and there's like, bam, the Grand Canyon. It's like, oh, snap.
Yes.
Like, all right. Wow. Yeah. Beautiful. Florida herpes monkeys. My goodness. Oh my goodness. Where was I? Storm says, I enjoyed your cactus segment. I grew up in New Mexico and I missed the Southwest. Oh, well, good. I like to talk about things that aren't depressing. And I was like, I'm going to need some random, fun, informative something other than what we normally talk about. Because, I mean, cactuses, you know? Don't jump into one.
No.
Don't suggest that. DJ Ronnie says, I'm almost equally happy to see Carlin on your show as I am to see when I see Ian. Also, what is your favorite galaxy or celestial object? Good question. First off, thank you. I love having Carlin on the show. Carlin, you're always welcome, and it is a pleasure to have you on. And thank you for tuning in. I know that you're out on the fly, so I appreciate you joining me. What is my favorite galaxy? Ours, Milky Way, hands down. It without it, we would be, who knows? But I'm here. So, of course, it's ours. My favorite planet is Earth, hands down. Celestial object, I'm going to go ahead and say Earth because I love this planet and I'm so grateful for it because, or maybe our sun, because the sun is the reason that we have life on this planet. So
yeah. Good answers, Adam. Good answers.
Thank you. What would you say?
I think I kind of agree with that. So I'm actually going to start, like, fun fact, I'm going to be getting a massive tattoo starting in December. I'm getting a sleeve and it's going to be space themed. And I'm going to have, it's going to start with a giant sun right on my shoulder.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, so. I like that. I'm totally down.
It's going to be fantastic.
Very cool. Jonathan Duger says, you might have some deleted messages. Oh, I actually went and checked and there was one. It was, of course, always Robert Wiles, but I didn't see anybody else. Let me just go check real quick. I did. Jonathan Duger, yours got deleted. Jonathan Duger says, my daughter turns 3 today. Also, 2 more weeks of recovery. Then she should be 100%. That is amazing, Jonathan. Thank you. I'm sorry I missed your super chat. I loaded it up and now I see it. So I got it. Let's give it up for Jonathan's daughter. I'm very, very happy to inform everybody that she was going through some tough times and he was very worried for her. She was in the hospital for a while and has pulled through. And now I hear that she's only a few weeks from being 100%. He's actually posted some pictures of her smiling and up and on her feet. It's really incredible to see. So that's fantastic. Let's if you're in chat right now, tag Jonathan Duger. Just give him some well wishes. Say how excited you are for his daughter and how good she's doing. She turned 3. Fantastic, buddy. It's so great to see. That spin is for your daughter and for you. And yeah. So thank you for super chatting that again. I'm sorry I missed it, but I'm glad I ended up not because of you. Thank you. That simple note says Dr. B is the Jack Murphy of the Krigler Show. Oh, cool.
I'll take that. I love Jack Murphy. Jack Murphy is doing really good work. He is awesome.
I would love to be on his show. I would love to have him on my show. I got to make that happen before.
You have to.
Yeah. Mark G says Dr. K is super young compared to the granddaddy Saguaro.
Well, thank God for that.
Right? I mean, yep. Truer words have never been spoken. Maybe they have. I don't know. Joshua Ryman says, I love Carlin. You should have her on weekly, like the other show with Jack Murphy.
We do.
Yeah. No.
More or less.
Great idea. That's a fantastic idea. Hey, Carlin, you want to just join me on Thursday?
Hey. If only we had come up with that idea about a year ago.
That's a good idea. It's almost been a year.
I think it has. It's almost, I mean, like a little, maybe like 10 months or something like that. It's been a while,
amazing.
Adam.
Yeah, it's been a while. And it's been a crazy ride, Carlin.
Dude, right?
But I love that. Tommy Miller became a member. What up? Bing, 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 bing. We've got a new member. If you are a member, please spin the UFO in chat for our new member. Smash the like button. And you can do all of those things with the emojis if you are a member to the show. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate the support. You guys are fantastic. And I appreciate y'all. Easy E says, hey, Adam. Hey, Dr. B. So happy I could catch the tail end of the live show. Love you both. Keep up the good work. Being the voices of reason. Carlin, you do a great job of being the voice of reason.
As do you, Adam.
I do appreciate that. We got to keep it up, you know? We got to keep doing it. Alex Green, thank you for that super chat. Doesn't say anything, though. But DJ Cognol says, did you read the article or watch Ryan Dawson's appearance on Press TV I posted on your locals yet? If not, you're never going to learn Palestine's side if you never listen to someone on that side. I haven't listened to it, but I have seen it, and I will check it out. Allison said, the first slave owner in the U.S. was black. I did learn that. I did know about that. Huh. And they don't want to talk about that. And also,
that wasn't it in the 1619 project?
I'm so frustrated. Like, Saturday Night Live, Elon Musk, right?
Yeah.
So the Weekend Update, they were making a joke about, was it SNL? I think it was SNL. It was something about like South Africa and like, or going to Africa. And he was like, you know, take it from me, you know, like, you know, if you're going to Africa, like, don't listen to the white guys because they'll sell you. They made like a joke alluding to the fact that like white people were in Africa selling slaves. And it's like, do you know what actually went down back then? No, because it sounds like you're just making white people be these freaking devils that are the problem and caused all the slavery in the entire history of humanity. And it's insulting. I'm so fed up with it. It's not funny anymore. They're trying to keep it as a joke. It's not funny at all. Anyway, that really annoyed me that was.
He also flashed the OK symbol a couple times. So we have to give him points for that.
I know. I made fun of that too the other day. The man behind the screen says the only truth or the truth only hurts when you make bad choices that let it hurt you. Otherwise, it's just fertilizer that makes you grow. Thank you both for all you do. I love that, Oz. That's great. I love that. Yep. It's the true or the truth. Yeah. Bad choices. You know, the truth of those bad choices hurt you. And if you deny it, it rots you from the inside because you're just denying it. Otherwise, you just grow. I love the truth. Truth is definitely my policy. Joshua says, Dr. Carlin's ignorance is no excuse. What were we talking about, though? What were we talking about?
What was I ignorant on? I don't know. Cactus?
I was making fun of you about something, though. It was like, we were joking. I think this was a joke. I don't remember what it was.
What else?
God. Anyway, Sejong the Great, didn't you see the statue they revealed in New York? We've finally ended racism. Twitter was hilarious. Also, Pipeline, look up WikiLeaks. Project Umbridge. I will check that out. But I did see that statue. And you know what the response was? Do you know what it was? Do you what? Know what I'm talking about? The statue.
I know the statue. I didn't look at the response, though. The statue's
crazy.
They
hate it. They hate it. They're like, this is so insulting. And it's like, you can't.
That's kind of what I thought when I saw it. I was like, oh, this is not going to go over well.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's never good enough. It's never, it doesn't matter.
It's never
It's always going to be wrong. Everything is wrong all the time.
Yep. The man behind the screen says, G Prime proved Biden's not a vampire. He's a black pyre. He drains the melanin of those who don't vote for him for sustenance and sun resistance. I didn't think about the a black pyre. That's pretty bad. I'm not your buddy guy. Says, you are 100% right, Carlin. Also, sorry for my absence. Alberta has been getting pretty cray-cray lately. I'm not your buddy guy. Thank you so much. It has been a while since I've seen you. I do appreciate your support, man. Thank you for hanging out. I appreciate that. And I don't know what you were right on, but I agree. You were 100% right. Or wait, were we disagreeing? Because then you were 100% wrong. I don't know. What were we talking about? No, it doesn't matter. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, my friend is a music teacher in New Zealand. In a meeting, they were asked to admit white privilege and told they need to decolonize the classroom. What the hell does that mean?
Music is racist.
Music is racist.
Adam, I found out the other day, you're going to appreciate this. Apparently, remember a couple months ago when being vegan was racist? Because, what I found out the other day is that eating meat is also racist.
Oh my gosh. Everything's racist. Everything is racist. Mm-hmm. So it feels like the Lego song, but not fun.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, Earth supremacy. Let's colonize the universe. We probably will one day. Matthew Hammond says, I would like to make a recommendation. Everyone should watch Zuby's discussion with Clifton Duncan. Their voices are amazing. Discussion was great. Mm. I agree. I actually tweeted that out. I was watching it, and I met Clifton when he was on Tim's show randomly. I just happened to go over there, and he was like, Adam Kringler. And I'm like, yeah, what up? I I didn't know who he was, but now I do, and I really do appreciate his voice. He's a great guy. And same, of course, Zuby is fantastic. He'll be on my show eventually when we can get the times. We're going to have to do an earlier show because when I go live, it's like 11:30 at his time, and he's long since in bed. So, Fine Castle says, love both of your content. From Ireland, did you hear that the definition of anti-vaxxer has been redefined? I did see that. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. If you are opposed to the government mandating of vaccines, you're now an anti-vaxxer. Congratulations.
If I'm against any sort of government mandate, I'm an anti-vaxxer? Like,
yep.
I guess I am.
I'm going to go on eBay and get like a really old print dictionary that they can't alter. And just to have it around. I think everyone should do that. We should make this best practice.
I've got an old Webster's dictionary sitting over here. Oh. I don't know how old it is, but now I'm kind of curious. I think it's pretty old, though. White Lasagna said, I got in trouble for wearing headphones during work, so I've had to miss your show. I'll try to get some pics of the Covfefe blend ice cream soon. Cool. Yeah, I want to see it. But you guys know what that means. White Lasagna is, in fact, the one guy that got me the original dice that created the dice game in the first place. I always roll the die whenever I see his super chats. The dice has been rolled. This is the classic dice game, so it is 1 through 20. So there you go. Good luck. Have fun. I will be watching for the numbers. Mark G says, Milky Andromeda Galaxy will be the best galaxy. Yeah, in like 1.4 billion years when they collide. All right, we got the numbers rolling in. All right, I've got the numbers. We see them rolling in. It is, in fact, 17. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer, congratulations. You won absolutely nothing. All right, Mavis says, I mentioned the J&J shot because I'm against the experimental stuff, too. But one that's based on something that already exists didn't seem so bad. Just brought it up because I didn't know either. Right on. Yeah, I mean, I understand, too, not wanting an experimental something I feel like even saying that, gosh, is a freaking risk.
I will say this. I'm going to throw YouTube a bone. If I were to get the vaccine, if I were forced into a corner, it would be the J&J vaccine.
Cool. Yeah. Schmack says, you know what this show is? It starts with a C and ends with an L and also has two O's in the middle. So, yeah. Let me see. C-O-O-L. Cool. Thank you. This show is cool. I like that. Icy cool. And fiery cool. No? Does that work? Anyway. Oz says, well, they've made the food racist, now for drinks. Well, you know, can't be upset with drinks. I'm cool with that.
Oh, they'll find a way. Don't give them a challenge, Adam.
Yeah, they will. What are you in? What are you out in Dallas for?
I am speaking at a conference called the Faith and Freedom Conference. It's kind of a bunch of conservatives. Cordy Williams, who we both know, I think, is going to be here.
Cool.
Let's see who else. Elijah is actually speaking, I think.
Nice.
Robbie Starbuck's going to be here, so it's going to be a good event. I'm looking forward to it.
Nice. Well, where can people find it? Is it going to be on the internet somewhere, or you just got to go? Or
I'm not sure. I'm going to check and see if they're streaming. But if they pay attention to my Twitter, I'll be tweeting out from the event, and I'll try to post as much as I can.
Cool. All right. Well, you guys can definitely follow Dr. Carlin B right there. That is her Twitter handle, Dr. Carlin B, and then of course your YouTube is just your full name, Carlin Borisenko. Yep. So you can find her there. She has great content. She, of course, delves into a lot of the subjects that we do on our show when she's on. We got one more here. Sectus Gaming says, you should have Moray King on your show. He's the water scientist guy. Check out his talks on the Global BEM YouTube channel. Water is the key to the lock of free energy. God bless. Godspeed. Cool. Actually, that sounds really interesting. I really am interested in free energy. And more importantly, an energy system that doesn't require fuel, like a new engine, you know, because most engines require something going in. There's no perpetual engine that would work on a large scale to, you know, fuel society. So it'd be really cool. And if there is some sort of water, that's pretty cool. Jamie says, Adam, real quick, you and Ian should read There Be Dragons by John Ringo. Oh, it's hashtag free Ian. Ward Spose says, Dr. Carlin is an awesome human. You ain't too bad either, Adam. Oh. Well, thank you, Ward. I do appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
White Lasagna says, I don't guess, and it's actually 17. The heck? Yeah, White Lasagna, what were you doing, man? Watch, I roll another 17. I, of course, didn't roll a 17, but I did roll a dice because White Lasagna, every time he super chats, it's just the way it is. So good luck. Have fun. Carlin, you want to take a guess?
13.
It's not 13, unfortunately. Ken Asplund, thank you for that cool super chat because, of course, my show is so cool. All right, let's see here. All the numbers are rolling in. We're rolling in hot. I'm waiting for it. No one's guessed it. There it is. Wanderer, heyo, had just became a member today, too. It is 14. Congratulations. Don't spend it all in the same spot.
Save it
up for something nice. It is actually absolutely nothing. Either way, have a great day, everybody. I will see you all tomorrow on The Krigler Show. Always has been, always will be The Krigler Show. I will also be on my Twitch channel later tonight. And make sure you follow Carlin on all of the channels and her locals, which is just kb.locals.com. Mine is adamkrigler.locals.com. Come check me out, too, and you can get a little more intimate setting with me. So thank you all very much, and I will see you all next time. Have a good one, Carlin.
Thank you, guys.
Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.